That's a very important question. What kind of state is so-called solitude is major subject think that to take off your position in the society, in your family life, and to be alone in the nature, in some place. Where you do not have any similar kind of communication pattern to give or to receive, but surrounded by various kind of life patterns to be ways, and sort of basic idea of retreat by yourself is what we call solitude. That is a very physical setup of the solitude. Basically, even we live in the society every day, we have that kind of solitude, basic solitude. Maybe say aloneness will be the proper way to express it. The more direct way to express it is what this individuality is. To recover your individuality as its basis is what the purpose of solitude is. But this individuality, what you mean by that is still relative situation, relative concept. Independent individuality is proper way to say what independent individuality means. So, the purpose of being in solitude is to reach to the emptiness and experience understanding of emptiness of yourself. Which means absolute dependency is the content of your emptiness. So, the purpose of solitude is to return to all existences you have concerned to as a very selfless existence. At this point, selfless existence may mean we can call it as bodhisattva food or Buddha food. Why it is so is whatever you meet with, whoever you will be with, inseparable self of yourself. You sit over there, but your existence in itself is my existence itself too. And so we say I am you, but that's just two parts of one thing. And you say I and you. That's one another recognition from you about the same situation. Absolutely important subject for recognition practice of this. Another question lies underneath of this question is how to sustain that clarity which exists in the solitude when we are living with many people, like we always experience. We feel we are lost in the situation of the person, some particular person, and sort of fearful, sometimes helpless feeling go with it. lesser confidence about your own strengths of life, or sort of what do you mean by helplessness is feeling of helplessness is not the lack of confidence, but the lack of recognition of your confidence. So far, we exist as this body and mind separate from others. There is no reason to say, to feel you are helpless, but so much emphasis on others' existence besides you, and so much concern to others within your mind exhaust you. You are exhaust your sense of individuality. I always experience, almost always I'm powerless and helpless because I have no worry about myself, always worry about others. Not necessarily worry, but think about others. What to do? What can I do? Not almost whole day of the day, whole hours a day, mind toward others. Forget to meal very often. Meal time, I forget. So, in such situation, longing for short period of solitude is very strong, but feel that's a guilty feeling to take off nowhere from where I am. About 1 hour after everybody went to sleep, sound of car died, and silence reveals its nature. Night time is my solitude time. Very precious time. I understand your question, the nature of solitude within your each sitting. When you sit in this way, actually in people decide not to bother you while you sit. When you sit very contented, devoted way, an hour, a day, by just looking you are being, sitting, okay, to feel, I cannot get into that pain. Like a model, huge model rock, people give up, let her sit. Sitting is very not contented. Even you have a perfect opportunity to be alone and experience same nature of solitude. Like really deep alone in deep mountain for some time. In one sitting you can have the same experience. So you notice mind, daily mind is always powerful even while you are sitting. And chin starts to go up like that, and body begins to lean on where you are, that's a way. It's very important to pull chin in. This is relating with all nerve system and straight line of your stretched spine and smooth breath go with it. I wish you pay attention not only while you sit, but all the time you pay attention. It feels good. All of a sudden you feel like a pillar standing like this. Inside is empty. Feels very weightless. No, as if nobody is standing or sitting. You feel when you start to lean, incredible weight begin to appear. Pain is the sensation of that. The stick leads. Understand why keep cross leg position. I think in the beginning, cross leg position is painful one, and everyone agree that. But cross leg position is the least pain, you say, smallest pain you can hold long time. For example, when you stretch your hand like this, after 5 minutes, you start to feel the hole on your cheek because it's so painful. Mm. I remember during World War, even in elementary school, teacher punished the bad boy, to stand up in the corridor, everyone passed by, and bucket, water, filled bucket, they have to hold it. It's terrible punishment, and the kids enjoy watching them, especially when that person did very bad things to so many people. Everyone was joyful. About 30 minutes doing this make that very hypoenergetic person, high energy person, very calm down. Early part of solitude is miserable, you know. You want to be with people, but it's too late. You said goodbye to people. Understand when to return, and even how to return. Your mind knows that time solitude is success. Sitting is a very powerful facility for such creative solitariness. Solitude, because you force yourself not to do things. You don't know usually the romantic idea how nice to be alone, how many days you have restless time, you don't know what to do. You want to do, but you don't know what to do. But if you sense that what solitude is in terms of bodily position, mind state, sitting is very important to very proper way to place yourself in it. Usually, about 8 hours of sitting a day, and not to work or walk so much, stay very same spot, not go away from that centered spot. And so eating, amount of eating decrease. So reading is also naturally decrease. It's a kind of a natural nature of your own discovery that not just the limited body of this, but how mind is itself is existing. And you start to really observe the mind of you is not just within your body. Whatever you see is whatever you see is part of your body. Whatever you don't see is also yourself too. Yet that yourself and that particular one is still individual, keeps individual center. So this recognition is very important. Usually people the first to get into called the spiritual training practice, and they get half of it. I am everything. And get stuck in that place. And if someone cheaply or maybe expensively confirm that you have got it, you have really gotten, and cannot move from there. Speak constantly same language which you say dead end. It doesn't go like that. Mind of enlightened state is extremely pure and flexible. You have no way to get stuck on some place. It means you don't say, I am all of those. You say other way around, all of those existences are myself. And no pride at all, just pure recognition that you are not separate from any part of the whole situation. At that time, you really appreciate that you have skin because that much and about several feet beyond the skin, beyond the border, your space extends, so you start to feel when you go too close to people, when you feel somebody come and speak too close to you, you feel very uneasy feeling, except to the person who, people who you really know of it, know of it means no more separation. When a stranger come and really come close to you, you get scared, you know. You start to say, who are you, or something like that. What I wish to say is to have this individual body to be able to wear shoes of your own. It's the beginning of this sensation, of this liberation. You can take care of your movement. You're responsible about what you do, what you create. Because depend on what you do, what you create, to reveal your production as your part of your body to others, really affecting whole situation, you know. You don't need to become so conscious about it, but to internal recognition that which lead your practice very important. Otherwise we always bump into each other and have to say, I'm so sorry, I didn't know that. While we are very young, we don't notice this basic aloneness. When we pass the middle age and begin to feel stepping in old age, you don't need to take long vacation for your solitude, because sort of a sensation of a dying process itself has that solitude quality. So your eyes become very inward directed. What was that?
Thank you. I'm not sure how much of this is my attitude and how much of it is my situation. But it seems as if that's a group of people that I want to do it. Also, it seems even harder to sit alone with someone. If I know there's someone nearby, it's really something else that's speaking. Or even if I can't hear them and see them, that seems to make a difference. Also, it seems to make it. Also, it seems very easy to sit with. Also, there seems to be a difference in the place, like the position for the people to sell. It seems much easier to sit alone instead of the people to sell and sit alone and put their hands there. I don't know if that's true.
It's true. It's all true. So you are answering to your question. When you sit the proper way, you notice all of them. In different situations, you notice that your sitting caused that recognition depend on situation. So to choose the hardest place to sit is one way to stretch your sitting. In another word, usually it is recommended to choose clean, quiet space and immediately get to external body of your sitting, help your very active dynamics to calm down, or to calming down is expansion of your awareness of clarity. So it is recommended and it is ideal to choose that space, not to direct wind constantly blowing, not to have temptation like good smell always, food or perfume. As well as bad smell which you don't like, but to not have that kind of impulses, strong impulses, external impulses to you is a natural kind, natural constellation where you like to be, which is how you want to create the external condition. But this is relating with his question, I'm sorry to you. If people understand that nature of sitting and sitting place, eventually people carry that kind of creative spirit of stillness, silence, and not to, giving interruption to other people. So it's like growing a lot of trees in the forest. Usually we call Zazen monastery soaring, a deep wooded forest, we call it, referring each people as each tree is growing straight. I mentioned living in the monastery is a sort of ideal situation to practice, but as a end of it is actually very important thing to recognize too. In another word, if you cannot manage yourself in same way in very chaotic place, actually in practice your spirit is still quite shaky, even you feel perfectly good in the ideal place. So you notice that when you live in the quiet mountain, like various spots of Santa Cruz Mountain, for months and months, and come to the city of San Francisco, about a few hours later, your eyes are crossed. About 3 or 4 days, you like smashed cucumber or something. No. It's in recognition. You are actually alright, but you are sort of cleansed body and mind. It's all rotten when you feel that way. Because it's true that the continuous impulses pierce your body, you know, sounds and smells, food. Food is very powerful things. Especially people who live very tough way in the city, it's you are like a salad canvas people like to paint, you know. They give lots of talk to you and you start to listen. Yes, this man is talking right. The next person, complete opposite thing he's talking, and you say, sounds alright. Next day, another person come and talk a different thing, and you suck drops of water, and you crawl back into the mountain. I mean, you may run back by driving, but actually you are crawling, you are crawling back into the mountain. The terrible state is when you come down from the mountain and start to lecture them. it is a very interesting situation. No one accepts you, but a continuous battle game. You get exhausted. If they are wrong, I'm right. I'm right. Wrong. Maybe everyone is right. That kind of puzzling question you carry and go back. This is another side of the solitude, you know. Very beautiful quality, but it has very unique result that you have to observe. what goes with it? Sesshin, one period of sesshin, even it's very short, you experience this very powerful way. The basic subject is this. So called it Shunya, emptiness, the self of the emptiness. Then you are every moment, if you notice it, you are indestructible. Not only sitting time, but relating with others. Because you have nothing to insist. Only one thing is to get to know of others who they really are. And finally come to understand that others are yourself. Still, we get exhausted, so we have to recover from that. There is no more struggle or question, contradictory question. Emptiness is what it means by same realization of everybody's, every being's true nature. So in the beginning you start relationship with full of compassion because you know everybody end up with same extinction, complete extinction in form. That causes you relating with other people's very same deep, compassionate sensation, no matter what kind of person appear. You feel an destructive attitude to be kind to others, and the same kind as others, because you are able to turn to whatever you are supposed to be, whoever you are supposed to be. Even this recognition that we could know selflessness, non-attachment, emptiness, we call without very contented practice. This strength to keep your energy together for compassionate being with others, very fragile still. How to do is no matter who sits with you, besides you, to resolve your sitting opportunity and just to keep doing it early morning while people are all still resting. Some people, like myself, end of the day, checking everything is done or not, sit. Some people sleep early and get up once in midnight, 1 or 2 o'clock, and spend about 1 hour to sit, to be alone, to pray, and again they sleep until nearly sunrise time. And so to have that kind of, to give a chance to you to be alone sort of regular way is a very wonderful way to take care of your practice. It's true while you feel bad when you sit while other people are working very hard. You don't need to hide to sit, but not letting notice that others are missing you while they are working is why we choose a place where no one notices you are sitting. Setting up this kind of space is a sort of skillful means when it is obviously bad thing to do about 3 days later, the neighbor started to complain. Even neighbor noticed that it is good thing. So the answer is wherever you go, whatever condition you have got, sometimes very hard to sit, very, very important relationship with people go. If you take off this fall off, a very dangerous thing happen. You have to be with others. Even you want to sit, you have to be with them. So the more and more important obligation take over your most of your time, energy, sitting become very precious opportunity. Which is a sign that you are actually not striving toward perfection, but perfection toward hardship. It's like skin diving in a very deep ocean. Being sort of celibate and striving to the highest perfection which man can reach is like mountain climbing. The teachers, right teacher is a very important guidance. Not necessarily they take your hand and brain, but the focus of your idea within your mind, eye, is so important. Repetition of sitting is just like sweeping the clean floor every day. It's not because you see the dust there, so you sweep. Sweeping, even no dust is there, you sweep, which is important. This means we have continuous tendency to have unaware self-clinging and growing of ego, even you are long years practicer, still we flip into that beginning of big trap. So sitting is like crushing your illusion. Never it start to grow to hinder your practice. Before everyone notice you smash it. This state is not conscious. Sitting itself does that. And we don't expect the result of merit of sitting, but we notice that sitting itself took care of that. It's obvious, you know, when you sit a long time together, your face starts to change. Atmosphere, mood of your appearance is obviously changing. About 10 years later, everyone will notice, you know, especially if your relatives haven't seen you a long time. And for that period, you are sitting right away. They will be surprised and what you have done these years? Tell me something. Even you don't say anything, they are curious what happened to you. You may say, I have been just sitting. Please don't hesitate if you have a question.
Consciously trying to pursue a spiritual path, there's a difference in sensitivity to other people, to environment. What is the nature of it? Does it have anything to do with compassion? Like it's really more compassionate? Or?
Precisely, everyone took their own path. Even we are made of same thing, and we are very much alike, if dog or monkey see us, they will say, very much alike. The vibration is very much alike. But because of we know, we see the preciseness of each difference. So none of us are the same, you know. Personality is a creative, very creative process of completion of one's perfection. So depend on how you have lived on this earth, what kind of environment you came through, what kind of ideal you are carrying, what kind of belief and what kind of language you are using. So everyone precisely different. So, for example, even the God in the burning bush had to tell Moses that I am the same one as those same God who was recognized by those people before Moses, in order to let Moses know from where the message is coming to whom that message is sent to. I always feel Moses is like a Bodhidharma. Haven't you felt that way? Very clear and very powerful. But the quality is a very pure love, burning love, which flourish the situation, protect the life from disastrous situation, very spoiled situation. I'm not answering to you. My answer got a little bit too far. You have to trust more of your own sensitivity in different impression. First impression has no struggle about not judging but recognizing people. Although it's impossible to symbolize or characterize or to speak about it, but you have to really trust your own sensitivity instead of lacking ignoring your sensitivity and emphasizing of more moralic scientific way how you're supposed to do so and so. Because as I said, to go into others' space physically, spiritually, is a very hard practice, as well as accepting as a dynamic into your dynamic. We are all bundle of energy, you know. And each person has different kind of speed of mind, and not the continuous same speed, but each person has a different level of speed every moment. So how to be with others, it's almost intuitive decision each moment. The more people live close to you, the more you have to check your loving spirit, you are all right or not. With distant people, we are able to somehow to have a cool relationship with a flow of compassion. But actually, when you live with somebody, like wife, children, sometimes you feel you are in the battle place or something. So, wifehood, husbandhood, loverhood, so called it. There is no particular rule how to be, but it is your task to be how you can be the best friend for others, how you can be the good wife for this particular person. That's very creative situation. You create yourself in that way. Basic point is enjoyment to exist, appreciate your existence, others' existence is actually highest and deepest recognition of this relationship. In between that, we have a continuous adjusting with other people. It is mentioned in order to practice well, to be with good friend is most shortcut way. Because our mind and body is like clear space, you know. Like chameleon is like that. Chameleon? When it comes to brown place, it turns to brown. When it comes to transparent place, green tint, transparent. Our mind is working in that way. More faster way. So eventually it is a wise way to train you to have a hardship, hard situation to be, to strengthen your patience, strengthen stretch your past limitation higher and deeper. If you go too far, it is called ascetic. So this bouncing, stretching, has to have very strong bouncing, returning, coming back to the center. We call that the new nourishing, soft, light mind. New nourishing is mind doesn't practice develop within the being. It's like building house and torn down the house. Same kind of energy go, but different feeling. If you are continuously, obviously negative situation, like nurse is, or doctor is continuously working sick people, there is a great learning, strengthening their skills, but the exhaustion is incredible. When you are a student, to learn the skills, it is very hard, but very enjoyable too. Like as if excellent teaching and teachers comes into you, and you are charged by that presence. So you're talking about we speak same thing in different way. One is respect, and same thing is directed to this right side is called respect, and left side is called compassion. And what the actual content is same wisdom. When you have some body, something to look up to, this something which somebody faced you as compassion, and you faced that as respect. This is the contents of teaching, actual exchange of one teaching. One feels from that side as compassion, one feels respect from this way. So best is to continuously you train yourself like so. If teacher of some kind, of any kind, quit learning and continuously look down, and there is a big angle there. So in order to be excellent student, you have to train yourself as teacher too. And how to be not obviously teacher, not let other people recognize your teaching, is require incredible wisdom. And being almost completed teacher, still to keep most humble student attitude is a most important quality of a student. So altogether, you can drop the recognition of yourself as teacher or student, but continuous practice and continuous giving your understanding about yourself to others. This is how actually practice go, and quantity become very important quality at this point. So we never stop to practice, even you feel you are completed, you still keep practicing. We call it Buddha advance. Buddha advance.
Anybody else coming down to yourself is to change your family activity, actually, to find yourself.
I'm going to be working on this. He stays for 6 months, so we will become good friend of him. Young man.
Next to the after the lecture. This Thursday night, the Bodhi board meeting is being held at 7:00. And everybody is invited to attend that. I'm not sure, but I presume that the Lion, who is the person set on Skyline, is a professor, who is going to be the board to talk about that we're all going to talk about. I'd be very proud. Several vacancies in the house on the Saturday, and several people can move in later in April. So we need to see people, so we should be attending that meeting and move the process before. As well as some spring care decisions. That will kind of be next Sunday, remind you again.
On Sunday, April 8th, after Mr. Silver's
We are planning to get together and celebrate the Shakyamuni Buddha's birthday. Now, how many years now? Almost 2,500. 7. BC. It's okay. Sometimes. We call it 26.
Yeah. Will you
be here next Tuesday? I'll be sitting with him. You can come, it is good. If you like to see somebody from the south, you can ask somebody. If I change my mind, I want to see you. Sneak out from the city and come. Next Thursday night, I'll be here. The situation is a little bit chaotic up there, but somebody should live there from Bali too, don't you think? This Thursday we like to hear from you who wants to go to live there. School will be open pretty soon. Very almost 90% positive. And by the end of April 8th, the scene, everything will be clarified. Except who is going to live already 23 people, I think, really want to live there, so very little limit, little space for body people. But I really want you to have limitless mind to accept the people new. That's my fundamental attitude. And don't you feel that way?